Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's Motivational AIM targets treasure the gift. I want to thank you all for listening to this series I'm covering entitled The Gift. For those who are joining me for the first time, my aim for this series is to encourage listeners to evaluate the gifts God grants them with wisdom and discernment. Sometimes God grants us gifts and we don't understand why He gave us a gift. And then we could look at the gift God gave us and the way it's presented to us, it doesn't look like a gift at all. What we don't want to do is reject what God is blessing us with because it doesn't look like what we thought it would. It's not packaged the way we want it packaged. We must understand and remember whenever God gives us or grants us a gift, that gift has a purpose. And the way it's packaged has a purpose also. So I encourage you to listen to parts 1 through 10 of this series to catch up. I'm going to go ahead right now and target in on the motivational aim, treasure the gift. And what do I mean by that? Treasure the gift. That's what I mean. Whenever God gives you a gift, we need to treasure what God gives us. That's what it is, point blank period. What I'm going to do is share a passage or an account in history that many people are familiar with, but I'm going to present it from the angle on why we need to treasure the gifts God gives us. Even in this case, I'm about to share. What God did in this person's life didn't seem like a gift at all until God opened their eyes to see things for what they really were. The passage of scripture that I'm covering is Luke, the first chapter in the 26th through the 38th verse, and in Matthew, the first chapter. So here's some insight. There was a young girl whose name was Mary. An angel of the Lord visited Mary and told her, "You are about to conceive and give birth to a son. His name will be Jesus." The angel also lets her know that God has great plans for her. The issue that Mary was going through was she was a virgin and she was engaged to Joseph. Mary already received the promise that she would give birth to an extraordinary child who would be called the Son of the Most High God, bearing His divine nature. Now, all of that sounded remarkable. She received the word from God. She received the promise. She received the assignment. But there was an issue. Since Mary was engaged to Joseph, Joseph is looking at her like, okay, we're engaged. You're a virgin. But how did you end up pregnant? And then you're telling me this is the Son of God? What's going on here, Mary? And some people can relate with this to a certain extent. Somebody says they are something and you find out something else is going on before you make a commitment with them. You could just take off running because things are not matching up. You told me one thing, but something else is happening. I'm looking at what's going on, and it's not matching what you told me. Jumping back to Mary and Joseph, Joseph is looking at Mary probably with the side eye. And we can understand why. We can understand why he responded the way he did. So he started implementing a process to permanently separate from her quietly. So he was going to divorce her. And some people might say, you know what, hold up. Why did he try to divorce her and they were just engaged? They weren't even married. Well, back then, engagements were legal contracts, binding as marriage. So when Joseph discovered she was pregnant, he was about to leave Mary. He respected her. He loved her. But he did not want to disgrace her. That could be why he made the decision to set her up to go her way as he went his way. Now we know Jesus is a gift to us all. Jesus was a gift for Mary. Matter of fact, Jesus is the gift for Mary. Jesus is the gift to mankind. But when Joseph made up in his mind he was leaving Mary and leaving Jesus, Joseph was about to reject a gift God gave him. Joseph was about to reject and walk away from the very gift God sent in his life. He was about to walk away from a gift to have a relationship with Jesus. He was about to reject a gift because the gift didn't look like a gift at all. The gift looked like shame, embarrassment, heartbreak. The gift looked like a lie. The gift wasn't packaged the way he expected it. But as we discovered throughout this series, some of the gifts God gives us don't look like what we have going on in our imagination. And this is a powerful example of God granting a gift that doesn't look like a gift at all. And instead of embracing the gift, and instead of treasuring the gift, one wants to run away from the gift. They literally want to run away from what Jesus is in. They want to run away from who Jesus is in. They want to run away from who Jesus is connected to, and they want to run away from the impact Jesus wants to make in their life. They are running away from a gift because the gift does not look like a gift. Just taking a quick glance at Joseph's initial response to the situation, it seemed understandable, but we already know it was not the right decision for his life. It was not the right decision for him to reject the gift, which was Jesus. The gift was presented, and Joseph needed to treasure the gift from God. Joseph attempted to walk away from the very gift he needed due to the challenges presented before him. Joseph almost walked away from Jesus. Why? For the simple reason I stated earlier. The gift wasn't presented to him in the way he had hoped. Jesus is the gift, but that gift showed up in the middle of frustration, uncertainty, and even anxiety. And has there ever been a time in your life when you were about to walk away from the gift God was blessing you with? The gift could have been a relationship with Jesus. The gift could have been relationships with people who had Jesus in them, similar to Mary. The gift could have been in a person you were in close relationship with. It could have been a friend, a spouse, family member, a co-worker, a neighbor. But that gift didn't look right to you, and the gift put you in a position that seemed embarrassing. You felt unsure. You were afraid because this was something new. But it was when you received and treasured the gift, that's when understanding, revelation, hope, and trust was evident in your life. Joseph was about to walk away from Mary. If you think about it, Mary was a gift to Joseph. Mary was a gift because she was a woman who not only followed Jesus, she carried the gift of Jesus on the inside of her. And although she carried the gift, the people closest to her didn't understand the gift she treasured. Have people attempted or even walked away from you because you carried or you are carrying the gift of Jesus on the inside of you? Or Have you attempted or even walked away from someone who you were close to because they were carrying the gift of Jesus on the inside of them, and the gift they treasured went beyond your understanding and human logic and just your lifestyle? Joseph was thinking about making a life-changing decision that resulted in rejecting the gift of Jesus. If Joseph would have rejected the gift from God, which was Jesus, he would not have Jesus around him, near him, or in him. Had Joseph went through and rejected the gift of Jesus, he would have walked away from the gifts God blessed him with. If Joseph would have rejected the gift, which was Jesus, he would have missed out on the opportunity to marry a woman who had Jesus in her. Jesus was on her. Jesus was around her. She was directly connected to Jesus. Now that's a gift right there. That is a gift, to be in a committed relationship with someone who has Jesus in them, and there are no doubts about it. And one thing about Mary, she understood and she treasured the gift of Jesus on the inside of her. She was willing to move forward in life with or without Joseph because she understood the power of the gift of Jesus on the inside of her. So it didn't matter if people rejected her. She understood her value and she treasured the gifts God gave her. And what a blessing it was for Joseph when God revealed the gift to him and the importance of the gift and how the gift served as several gifts within one. Joseph took heed to God's word and treasured the gifts God blessed him with. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who carried the gift of Jesus and you weren't sure how that relationship would work out? Because that gift was something new to you and it was unlike any relationship you've ever been in. Have you ever considered leaving a relationship because of one's commitment to treasure the gifts God gave them? I ask those questions just to give you something to think about, because there are some people, just some, and it's not done intentionally, but there are some people who are in relationships with people, and within that relationship, someone is carrying the gift of Jesus along with the treasured gifts God granted them. And when I say they're carrying the gifts of Jesus, I mean, they are aiming to live a lifestyle that pleases God. They want to follow Jesus. They want to live a life of integrity, and they aim to do so. They're aiming to live a life of God-honoring purity. They're aiming to reach their targeted God-honoring goals. They are aiming to develop real, loving relationships with others where they encourage other people to follow Jesus. And when a person who is not used to that, and they've never witnessed a person that they love and care about actually treasure the gifts God gave them, it can seem a bit overwhelming. The person might have a revelation that, okay, I know you're supposed to be in a relationship with this person, or I know I'm supposed to be in a relationship with this person. I know I'm supposed to be connected to this person. But the gift God has given me through this person seems so out of this world. I don't know if I can comprehend it. I don't know how to receive it. This is not going according to my plan. I'm not sure. Maybe I just need to run away. When the gift doesn't look like a gift, some people make a mistake. They look at the gift and what the gift has them going through and automatically think, this is wrong. This is not a gift. What's the deal? What they fail to do is deal with the issues of identifying their uncertainty and their insecurities. They don't go to God first and they don't ask God what to do. They don't ask God, Lord, what is this you gave me? I don't know how to utilize it. Show me. They don't do that. They just quietly think to themselves on how they can divorce the relationship. They think about, okay, how can I divorce this connection? How can I separate quietly from this person? How can I disconnect from this person that I truly love? I really care about them, but I got to get out of here. This gift doesn't look like a gift. It doesn't feel like a gift. It's taking too long. I got to get out of here. They don't see the gift as an opportunity because God gave them the gift. They don't understand why God would even bless them with such a great gift. Sometimes they feel as if they are unworthy to receive that gift. And they could think that they don't have the skill to maintain that gift. And they just don't understand how this gift will work in their life. I mean, they understand some changes will take place and they already see a change happening on the inside of them right now. But if they really connect with this gift and marry this gift and they're committed to this gift and Jesus is in that gift, wow, Jesus will be on the inside of them. They'll have to give some things up. They'll have to deal with telling people who they follow now, who they're connected with. They might not be ready for that. Even though they were praying well before the gift showed up for another chance for God to make a way. God bless me. And God bless them with the gift that they rejected. Or it's a gift they are about to reject. What a hard road to travel when one doesn't treasure the gifts God grants them. And going back to Joseph on how hard it would have been had he chose to reject the gift of Jesus. Jesus was the gift. Jesus was the gift Joseph needed to make it through his life. Jesus was the gift he needed to excel. The gift of Jesus in Mary was what Joseph needed for a healthy, loving relationship, a relationship established on the foundation of Christ. Joseph needed to treasure that gift, and ultimately he did. But what a dangerous decision he would have made had he focused on the package of the gift, the packaging of the gift. And not what the gift itself represented for his life and his eternal destiny. Our aim is to treasure the gifts God grants us. We need to treasure our gifts at all times. And looking from the vantage point from Mary, we need to treasure the gifts God grants us, whether people leave us alone or not. We don't stop treasuring the gifts God gives us just because someone can't understand the value of the gift on the inside of us. In due time, they will, but it doesn't mean we will be around. In Mary's case, God gave Joseph the gift of a dream to understand the importance of treasuring the gift. But we need to remain focused on the gifts God gives us and move forward. And the scripture I would like to leave you with is James, the first chapter and the 17th verse, which states, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. I selected this scripture because it emphasizes the truth that God grants us great gifts with purpose. The gift might not look like a gift. It might not feel like a gift. But once God reveals to you that he blessed you with the gift, treasure that gift or treasure those gifts with understanding that the gift is perfect and the gift came from your Heavenly Father. God knew you were ready to receive that gift. He gave you the capacity to handle that gift. What he wants to see is if you will treasure the gift he gave you. Will you receive that gift in thanksgiving? Will you believe that God loves you so much that he saw fit to bless you with the gift? And that gift serves as a seed and a harvest all in one. The aim is to treasure your gifts. Ask God to reveal to you the gifts he's granting you and treasure them. Treasure all of them. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Feel free to visit my website, drkenitrabryant.com, to check out some resources and t-shirts I have available for you on the site. Feel free to also share this podcast episode or series with someone you know. Peace and God bless.